Samach Aleph, page 138. The Chavar had described the ideas related to Tzaras. And in Samach Aleph, Amar Kuzari, Zemaspikli Batoras Mash and Nestapik HaNefesh Lama Hu Mitameh Ze HaMaiser HaAtzmi. This is enough to explain to me. You just explained Tumah. You explained Tumah is related to death. That explains the fact that Tumah comes from Maiser HaAtzmi, Ratzalayim HaHazera. And that which comes out of the sort of the essence of a human being, meaning the Zera, that comes from a person, why it should be mitame if it's nothing, it doesn't have much substance. And urine or waste material is not mitame, despite the fact that it's much more than the Zera, it's much more disgusting. And people say that disgusting things are tame. They say, you touch an animal, you're tame. You touch, say you're tame. That word tame is not a halachic term of tame. It's an idea of impurity. But it has nothing to do with tumah d'oraisa. Achnish, so he's saying, now I understand. It bothered me why a person should be more tame from the types of tumah than from touching excrement. He says, now I understand. Achnish alai safik tzaras habayis v'habeged. But you're saying that it's related to death, tzaras, and the opposite of chiyus. How does that explain clothing and homes, which are not alive anyway, why they have tzaras?
Well, what we say by a person that has to do with death is because...
Were you here yesterday, Mati?
It's what?
You were here last night?
No.
No, okay. So we spent last night on it, the idea... if you want, I'll give you a review afterwards. We spoke about it a lot yesterday, that all tumah is related to death somehow. Even Zera, it's a wasted Zera, so therefore it's related to death. That was the idea we had yesterday. He doesn't pick up on it. He goes now to a second topic, so we'll see. Samapay, so Amar HaChavar. Now, we already have seen many times the Chavar doesn't answer questions directly, for the most part. But he makes some type of global statement that's going to answer it as well, and he does the same thing here. Very interesting answer. Amar Chaver, Kavar Amarti Lach Ki Ashchina Haisa BiYisrael. The Shchina to the Jewish people is B'Madregas HaRuach B'Gufa Adam, sort of the spirit in a human being. Ma'ila Isam Hachiyos Olekis When they said Aslam Ziva Hadar B'Gufa Isam. Someone who's well has a nice countenance. He has a shiny expression, a big smile. The same thing, the Shechina gives a certain hidur to the guf of a person, ubetchunasam, in their nature, ubemishkineihem, the same thing in their homes. Ubeishin misrachekes mehem, mistalekes eitzasam. When the Shechina distances itself from a Jew, or from Jewish people overall, Takelas atzasam, they become foolish. The language of the Itzeh Nechbad is that a Yid, when he has the Shechina, he's in a higher madrega. When he doesn't have the Shechina, he's in a lower madrega. Yizbaru gofeyem, v'yishtana yafyam. And their bodies become destroyed, and their beauty becomes changed. K'shimesochekes miyichidim nira al adma sahishahu, simin hisracheik or ashchina mimenu. When a person, an individual, loses a connection to the Shechina, you can tell on him. We all know, if a person gets scared, gets frightened, or a person has great worries, it has a physical impact on the body. Now, even though fear or worry is not something physical, nothing physical, an arrow didn't pierce his body. Now when a person is frightened or worried, his heart rate changes, his complexion changes. So we see that the ruach has the ability to affect the physical body. So he says the same thing is true when holiness leaves a person, when a Jew loses his connection to ruchnius, it has a negative effect on the person. And it's even more visible by young people or women who are weaker. It'll happen that when a person is down or any type of thing happens, the person will get splotches. And people attribute it to Shadim, that it comes from Shadim. This change in the person. When a person is depressed, he says he's got a Mayrish Chaira. You know, he's got some shade got a hold of him. He's saying really, really, not a Avodah Zarah, but really it just comes from the fact that the person, when a person, when Ruchnius leaves a person, the person changes. It's a change in the person, no different than if a person is sad or depressed. It changes the person. And the truth is, it'll happen that when a person experiences death and tragedy and murder, that it'll make the person sick. It'll cause the person to become sick. And that's an interesting thing that nothing to do with the Torah. We know that human beings are affected by stress and by, and it's an interesting thing because it's just, if you train the same person to be less stressed out, his physical symptoms will become better. There are people who have been on medication for blood pressure and have taken courses in changing their lifestyles, and if they're able to, they can get physically better. Even though there's nothing physical about it, it's all, it all has to do with the person.
So he says, physical indications.
Medication is physical, yeah.
Why do you say it's not physical?
I didn't say it's not. I said that when people change their lifestyle, that which is not a physical medication, it's just a person more relaxed, sometimes it can help a person. And so now the truth is that this is something that people who are involved, Isaac, with other people will see it. We'll see it. You'll see a change in a person. When a person, when a young man gets involved in his learning and his avodas Hashem, he just looks different. He has a certain satisfaction, a glow to the person. And on the contrary, when people fall, they look different. It's not just that they dress differently, but their whole shine, the whole ziv is different. The whole person is different. And if you know a person well and you meet the person, sometimes you can tell how he's doing. Just by meeting the person, you get a sense. So he's saying is that the tzaras, even on the bias and the begadim, all these things can come from a change of that nature. Now he doesn't explain how that affects clothing or homes. Reb Tzadik writes in Tzikas HaTzadik, a very interesting thing. He writes that when the Gemara says 40 days before a person is born, a bas kol says that he'll marry this Bas Pliny, this woman. Gemara says Bayis Pliny, and he'll own this home. Sada Pliny, he'll own this field. Reb Tzadik says it applies to everything a person owns his whole life. It's a rather extreme idea, but he says that whatever a person, every possession that he owns,
a bookcase,
an apple, an apple.
Examples he uses of house, land.
No, the Gemara says house and land. Reb Tzadik says, well, then everything you ever buy.
A taxi trainer, one end of the owns Frank is Swiss.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure how far it goes. You mean somebody who does speed trading? I don't know. I don't know. He says whatever you own, the chafetzim of a person have a shayat to the neshama of a person. That's what he writes.
They had to kill out all the stuff that belonged to Amalek.
Stuff will come out like there was some negative impression. The thing is, if you say, it bothers me because if you say that everything that a person ever owns is there's a certain level of basheret, so the fact that a wife is basheret becomes a relatively typical thing, not a unique thing. You're saying everything. But the Ratzadik's idea really is that everything a person owns is connected to his tafkid. And we know that whatever a person has is... whatever a person has is what he makes of it. Yaakov Avinu goes back to Pachim Ketanim. I mentioned numerous times that Yaakov goes back for Pachim Ketanim, and then he turns around and sends Esav these $1 million worth of animals. So pakik tadim cost $2. So instead of sending $1 million worth of animals to Esav, wouldn't it be better if he just sent him $999,998 worth of animals and saved the $2 there? You know? The answer, I think, is that everything Yaakov had, he used. And if he understood to send animals to Esav, he understood that's his job. He didn't waste $2. Every dollar he sent him was for a purpose. The pachik tadim that stayed behind, he was wasting. Since he was wasting that, he didn't want to...
Anybody could say, the reason I don't have these things, and I'm not working, I'm not doing a tzlacha, is because Hashem only wants me to have these things. And people will then use that not to strive for.
Well, you might say the same thing with marriage, or the same thing with buying a house. I mean, that, everyone agrees a house is bashert, or that's a gemara.
The bigger it is, you could say... You can understand it for all.
It's true. The bigger it is, the easier it is to understand. Yeah, and the smaller it is, the harder it is.
A little thing.
And, all right.
I got a toy. It was my chef.
A needle. A pin.
What?
He says everything. There are no accidents.
But nobody else says that.
Yeah, it's a rather extreme thing there, Tzadik says.
How do you apply Rosh Hashanah?
You've got this magic
design on the base with
this big flower. Excuse me, Rosh Hashanah. I'm sorry.
If how you find something that's true, I think you said it was comes to lying on the face, but it's in Bali, it's in Prati, and he's in a community where he's going to be losing all his possessions.
It's true. We mentioned numerous times this idea, you're right, that certain things are a dinak prati, as an individual's bashert, and certain things are community's bashert. So we had a rule that whenever something has to happen to a community, dinak loli loilam geveres, dinak prati overrides the dinak prati. That's all part of the calculation. It's also true, and it's also, yeah.
Yes, that I understand. Is the difference in that? And say that everything.
See, Marty, I'll tell you, before there were computers, maybe you can make the argument. Say, God keep every single thing that a person gets, every winky that he has, they keep cheshbon. But nowadays, you know, they can keep cheshbon of every winky you have. Right? So God's got a computer too, you know, he also, cheshbon means a calculation. Not just keeping track of the history of it. But cheshbon, they're being a cheshbon to it. They're being a reason for it. I agree. What Tzadik says is extreme. But you know something? The Chayvus Halvavus holds that whatever you do is good or bad.
Right.
Whether you scratch your forehead is good or bad. How do I understand? God cares if I scratch my forehead or I don't? What is God? Does it matter to God if it itches whether I scratch or I don't scratch? You know, the Rambam says there are power over things in this world. There are things God wants you to do, things he doesn't want you to do, and there's in between. Your things, if you want to scratch, you scratch. You don't want to scratch, you don't scratch, you know. You want to wear socks with white stripes, you wear it. You know what you don't wear. And that's the Rambam says. And the Chayim Slavova says it's not true. He says everything you do, you have to decide if God wants you to do it. That's a hard, thing. I don't think we live on that level. But, I must say, so I don't know. Okay. I'm not living on that level, but I could see that it's possible to live on that level. At any rate, what he's writing here is something more general, and that is that clothing and helms, that the tzaras affects the leaving of the shechina from a person. It's like it affects the person. It affects. He doesn't say all his possessions. He says his home. And his clothing, that these things are also affected. That's what he says. So now, Omer HaKuzari, and the Yiraya Tereschem Nichlaba called Dak Va'omuk Me'achachmas. He says, you know, I see now, the Torah has all kinds of wisdom. Mashen Kim is Zulasa. Usually, there's religion. It's a certain level of wisdom. And then there's science. The Kuzari says, in your description, I see that in the study of Torah, you get to understand human nature, you get to understand the nature of tzaras. Omer HaChavir, the Chavir picks up on this. And he makes here the statement, which is usually quoted, everyone likes to quote the Gra, that all of the wisdom of the world is included in Chachmas HaTorah. So he, the Chavar here, points out to the Kuzari, he doesn't say all, but the majority of the sciences are directly related to Torah. Amar HaChavar. V'ha-Sanhedrin ha-yivutsuvim sh'leitala mehem chachma meha-chachmas ha-mitiyais v'adimyayinais v'ha-skamiyais. The Sanhedrin was obligated to know all types of sciences. Sciences that involve wisdom, involve knowledge of facts, and that involve things that a person imagines about, or that people agree to. For example, achak shafim, magic, valashainais. How are you doing? The Sanhedrin, they had to know 70 languages. Now, here's the question. Ech yimtzu, todir, shivim zakenu chachamim. How are you going to find among the Jewish people 70 elders for the Sanhedrin who have all this knowledge? Unless it's something that all the nation learns. I'm sorry. If you don't have a multitude of people learning it, when a zaken dies, you have to have someone replace him. How can you have it? They all the sciences are needed for Torah. Hatibiyos, the natural sciences, mehem tzrichan aleihem b'avaydas haaretz. Udas hakalayim, ulizar meyashrias varla. For example, some of the examples they give on the bottom are, during Shemitah, you're allowed to plow an amount of earth in your field that's needed for the benefit of the tree. So Chazal say, if you have three big trees, you're allowed to plow an area of 50 amos by 50 amos. So in other words, Chazal shuts up, three big trees need from the earth 50 amos to 50 amos. The Gemara in Bava Basra says that a tree can draw water for up to 25 amos. I'm like the Gemara, but 25 amos away. So we once had the question, there was water under a bungalow or under a bunking camp. The water was, the pipe was disconnected, and when you used the sink, the water went onto the ground, under the bungalow. So somebody said, under the bungalow, there's no grass there. No problems. I told him, but if there's a tree within 40 feet, it's a problem. He said, wow, 40 feet? How's the water going to affect the tree 40 feet away? I said, I don't know, but the Gemara says that water, the tree is yainik up to chafei amah. Of 225 amos away. Now, who estimated that? A big tree, a large tree. So, who estimated that? So, the Chazal had to have the knowledge of the sciences to be able to make such an estimation. So, that's the example of Shemitah, that a 50 amma field is for three trees. For small, it's up to 10 trees in that amount. And, what else does he mention? Arla? It's interesting, there's in the biography of the Chazainish, someone who was in the farming business, the Chazainish told him how to transport trees, how much earth is needed in the transport. You know, when transport trees, they wrap earth around the roots. So in the biography, they say how amazing it is. So to me, I don't see what's so amazing. I mean, if you look in Halacha, it says, the Halacha talks about somebody, when you plant a tree, you get 3 years for Arla. What happens if you take a tree from one place, you replant it somewhere else? So it says that if it could last in the earth 30 days, it's a continuation. So how much earth? So the place can talk about it there. So it's a big deal. The Chazanish knew it. He looked it up. I think it's a Chum Sarajma, you know. So of course the Chazanish knew it. Big deal. All you got to do is look it up. So, I mean, you gotta understand what it says also, but the idea is that this knowledge had to be known. Now this is also something. Chazal said which products are related to others. In other words, wheat. We say wheat, because I don't know much about wheat. There are 11 common types of wheat, that are planted. I don't know anything about the 11, but I've read there are 11 types of wheat. Now, they're all chita. So there's no klaim. Klaim is you plant different things. So how do you know what with what is similar enough to be one min? And what's that one mean? Bakaras atzemach umina, to understand things that grow and them in. Kadesh Yeshua mashanivru Allah v'leisarvu min b'min. So that they should stay with the min which with they were created and not mix. Chachma gadayla. Ratzlai medasim hasaira, nikris kandrus, derech mashal, min hasaira. The barley which is called kandrus, well, is that a type of barley? Hayashifain. Or is rye, mimin achita, similar to wheat? Ayha karbatud, mimin akruv. No idea what karbatud is. Ubiyadiya kaychish rasheim, ishir hefshit baretz. And to know the nature of the roots and how they spread in the ground. Mashishar lashon acheres, a mashayne nisher. And for certain halachas, like bar pri adama, bar pri eitz, arla, you have to know what naturally lasts from year to year. Ladas kama yunach be min minin, lokum of his man. How much space to leave between minin? No, he's trying to explain to the Kuzari that part of the Shita of Yadus was to know the sciences. That's what the question was. He's not, this doesn't say a word of where they got it from. He's just saying that part of the study of Sanhedrin was to do it. Now you're asking, they go to agricultural school, they figure out from the Torah. He's not saying one way or the other.
You can't say that
the Gemara says that Rav went to live among farmers for 18 months to know Hilchas Mumin. Doesn't say that he took out a Sefer Torah and figured out Hilchas Mumin from the Torah. So I guess the klolim he had the Messiah, and then he went among the farmers 18 months.
Cattle.
To Rosh Yeshiva, you know, Rav had a yeshiva. So he took an 18 month break to go learn Hilchas
Mumin. The going who knew mathematics and everything else, didn't seem like he went to school for it.
Where did he get it? Math, I mean, very famously Aristotle said that all math is logical.
He wanted to translate Euclid. He learned Euclid. He translated Euclid.
That's a geometry. I don't know. He studied math, okay. I don't know, but I'm telling you, it's not necessarily so that he found it in a Sefer Torah. You see that he went. You see from Rav, and the same thing. Ubakaris mine hachayim linyinze, and to know. Till now he was talking about agriculture. Now he's talking about animals. Linyin achem hashiyesh le'aras hamashein le'aras. Right, if an animal is clawed, so certain clawing of certain animals makes an animal treif because it has poison. And he says that the science of knowing treifus was finer than the Aristotle's books on the nature of animals. From eating treifus. Okay, I guess we'll pick up on this. So on Thursday, okay, so we'll pick up. And he's making here the statement that worldly ideas were necessary for the Sanhedrin.